This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the internet and streaming online via the satellite, too. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women, wherever you are listening to us right now, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, fire, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe, and to the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. To the roughnecks up there in Wyoming, Montana, North and South Dakota, Colorado, to the Aramco oil workers over there in Saudi Arabia, as well as the folks that are out there from sea to shining sea doing whatever you're doing in the petroleum business, thanks very much for doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook, The Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, well, joining us right now, Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we have got the impeachment. Let's see, what is it coming up today? The vote, they say, will be at 4 o'clock.
Final vote.
Is that correct?
Yes.
What are they going to do in the meantime? Vote. What are they going to do in the meantime?
I have no idea.
Aren't they going to do aren't they going to do the speech thing again with the senators back and forth?
Well, I mean, I don't know. They may do that if everybody wants to. If they haven't finished, everybody gets to get up and I think they have a 10-minute limit.
Yep.
On what it is they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
They may do the rest of that. I have no idea. But, yeah, the vote's at 4 o'clock.
So they're not going to get 67 votes, which is what they need to impeach the president. As a matter of fact, I guess the only question is, are all the Republicans going to vote against this, and are some Democrats going to come along too? To that, I would say probably yes.
The only one that we don't know that hasn't said anything about his vote is Mitt Romney.
Of course, yeah, of course.
But it looks like there's some possibilities of three Democrats that may vote for or defect and vote with the Republicans.
So that would give them, what, 56? Is 53 plus 3 would be 56? Is that right?
Well, I mean, we don't know where Romney is. I mean, it's 52 plus possibly 3, so we don't know. But whatever it is, he'll be acquitted.
Right. And then, instead of hearing this Nancy Pelosi thing, well, he's impeached forever, to be forever impeached. Well, actually, he'll be forever acquitted. Oh, and
right.
And the other thing is we're hearing from Congresswoman Lesko that they're going to turn around and do this all over again in the House. That's pretty stupid.
Well, I mean, that's been predictable. The Democrats have already said that they're going to continue the work. I mean, Maxine Waters came out and said it. Jeffrey said it. Val Damming said it. So, I mean, they're going to continue to to build another cave.
Well, what they need to do, since they're not doing the business of the people, is every one of them should have to chip into their pocket and pay for the tax dollars that are being wasted on this. You would think, because in a regular court case, double jeopardy applies. You can't turn around and charge somebody all over again.
Well, you can, except for murder. There's no such thing as double jeopardy in impeachment.
Well, yeah, in impeachment, but in a regular court of law, a little different story. You can't charge somebody for the same exact thing a second time. Except for murder.
Correct.
So you would think, and by the way, I also heard that the Democrats, the Republicans, I believe it was Mark Meadows said he was going to propose legislation to stop the Democrats from doing this. Not that he'll be able to get...
Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere. It's just a shot across the bow, that's all, if that happens.
Well, we'll see, because Nancy Pelosi, what she did yesterday when she tore up that speech is absolutely set a nation on fire, and it doesn't matter.
Well, it's also going to end up in several campaign commercials going into November.
Just about all of them, yep. Mm-hmm.
What she tore up will end up being replaced by the Constitution that she tore up. You know, I mean, that'll be part of a campaign ad. So, I mean, that event, that moment, will not be the last we see of it by a long stretch.
Now, let me just play just a little short 30 seconds here of, let's see. This is Joe Biden challenging the election results in Iowa.
Welcome back. John Berman here in Manchester, New Hampshire, and we are still waiting for the results of the first-in-the-nation Iowa caucuses. And as frustration mounts, the Biden campaign is not taking any of this lightly. They sent a letter to the Iowa Democratic Party asking about the acute failures of the caucuses. Joining me now is Kate Bedingfield, Joe Biden's deputy campaign manager and communications director. Kate, I know you're working on 90 minutes sleep and you flew in from Iowa last night, so I appreciate you being with us.
Of course.
This is a letter that your campaign wrote to the Iowa Democratic Party from the general counsel. And you say the campaigns deserve full explanations and relevant information regarding the methods of quality control you are employing and an opportunity to respond before any official results.
Wow. Well, here comes the music, so we got to take a break. But we'll get into a little bit of that before we come back. And we got some information you just told me about Rush Limbaugh, so we'll get into that, too. But we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon, founders code.com, is here with us. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon at FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, on the right side tab, you will see a logo link for the USCCA. Click on that logo link, and a window will drop down. First of all, we'll ask you if you want to enter for the Gun of the Day giveaway. And obviously the answer to that should be yes. Sign up for the Gun of the Day giveaway, and good luck with that. And then after you do that, you'll also have a chance to sign up for the $25,000 cash giveaway, which is going to be given away this summer. So sign up for that, too, while you're there. And then if you become a member, you've got three different plans to choose from. You'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which is a magazine that's won all sorts of awards. It's now 3 years in existence, and there's all kinds of savings in the magazine, too. So that's my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and on the right side tab, you'll see the USCCA logo link. Click on that, and you're in like Flynn. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Well, we had Iowa, and in Iowa we had this app that was developed, and I'm just going to say that the people that developed the app, apparently one of them had worked for the Hillary Clinton campaign, and when I heard that, I went, whoa, wait just a second here. So you pick it up from there.
Actually, two of them did.
Okay. All right.
So there's a lot of moving parts to all of this. That app actually was tested the week before, and it failed. They brought in one of the tech guys that helped write the code, and he couldn't get it, the code fixed or determine what the bug was in the code that prevented the volume, meaning 1,700 people on the app at the same time, the 1,700 of the activists that, you know, that were to send in the caucus results. So there is necessarily a volume problem in the code. The other piece is the Department of Homeland Security knew about the app. They contacted the company, or they contacted Iowa and said, we're happy to take a look at it to make sure that there's a firewall in it, it's secure, it has all these other kinds of things, just as a stopgap. And they said, no, no thanks. We had an outside cyber expert look at it. Well, obviously they didn't. But the app is called Shadow, and it is owned by a company called Acronym. And through another investment, Acronym had partnered with what is called the Courier Newsroom. And this was all done for the texting ability of this app, which obviously didn't work for Iowa. But prior to Iowa, it was actually used, interestingly enough, to deal with several states, including putting out what would they call a, you know, strategic ads and talking points against the Republicans. Virginia was one of them. Then we had several other states, and they were also doing some algorithm kind of output for Facebook ads promoting Democrats and going against Republicans in the House, including Elise Slotkin and Lauren Underwood and Gil Cisneros.
Okay.
So there are several moving parts to all of this, most of which, interestingly enough, the company was hired by Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden.
Jeez.
Uh-huh.
It just keeps getting better all the time.
Yeah, one of the Democratic officials that was part of this investment group also helped rebuild the Obamacare website, which obviously, I mean, it was part of the original Obamacare website, which obviously failed. Remember that whole thing?
I do. Boy, do I.
Mm-hmm. So, now, Nevada had the same app, and they were to use it for their caucus on February the 22nd, but now because of this, Nevada's come out and gone, nah, maybe not, maybe we won't use it. So I will tell you that this, to me, all looks kind of like a plot.
Because
mm-hmm. they don't want Joe Biden.
Right.
And they had, they had Buttigieg as a customer.
But they don't want Bernie either.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, one of the digital operatives on this platform is named McGowan. Well, she also worked for Obama and Tom Steyer.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, there's a lot of moving parts on this app.
By the way, Steyer's a 1%er.
Okay.
He got 1% of the vote. So did Michael Bloomberg for all the money they spent.
Mm-hmm.
You think they'd learn their lesson? Who's going to drop out? Chelsea Gabbard got 1%.
So I don't know. I have no idea who's going to drop out.
Yang got 1%.
The last time that Biden won, he dropped out when he was in fourth place.
Yeah, and he lost both Iowa and New Hampshire and dropped out. You are right. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about this coronavirus for a minute, because I think we've got two major cruise ships, two big cruise ships that have now been, people have been quarantined. I don't know if they've got dropped anchor or what they've done, but all of a sudden we've got about 25,000 coronavirus cases. Yesterday morning when we went off the air, we had 20,000, so we picked up 5,000 more, like over the day, over the one day.
Well, I don't know where the numbers are coming from.
Me
but they're
neither.
Not coming from China. I think they're coming from, you know, a collection of...
Who, maybe?
A country. Well, yeah, from the World Health Organization, mm-hmm. in coordination with our Health and Human Services,
mm-hmm.
and our Department of Homeland Security, Secretary of State. So I think that they're working pretty hard to compile some of these numbers, because we're not getting accurate numbers out of China at all.
No, and I wouldn't think we would. Just my way of thinking. And then we don't really know how many people have died. I mean, it's about 450, isn't it?
I have no idea. I wouldn't even if I know the number, I don't, we can't trust it. So I have no idea.
Well, I'm just looking.
Now, the one person here in the United States that had it, he has been released from the hospital, but he is at home in a quarantined, protected, kind of deal at his own home. He was well enough to go home.
So the cruise ships are what? Did they just drop anchor somewhere and they're sitting waiting?
I know there was one a couple of days ago that I think was off the coast of Italy that had about 7,000 on it. And then there is another one, I think, let's see. I think the other one has about 6 or 7 thousand people on it. It had 10 passengers that had tested positive.
Now, that's
positive.
That's by Japan somewhere, isn't it?
It could be. I don't know where it is. In Taiwan, 23,000 cases. It's not really saying where it is. But the cruise ships are... That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
They're not just going to bring them into port. They wouldn't. I don't think they would do that.
Yeah, this other one is the British-American cruise ship operated by a Carnival. I'm sorry. So no, it only had 1,800 passengers on board. So.
Okay. Now, let's just talk for a minute about Rush Limbaugh. The award that he got, obviously he's the godfather of conservative talk radio, and anybody that's on the radio owes the fact that they're there to someone like Rush Limbaugh. He paved the way for all the rest of us. You said he was in a wheelchair? Well, here comes the music, but
he's in a wheelchair. He arrived in the Capitol last night in a wheelchair.
And that's because of the shortness of breath, I guess. Okay. All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay low.
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we will see what we can scounger up here. Might have a little bit more of the president's speech for you. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has delivered his third State of the Union address. He said that wages were going up, and that is helping the economy.
This is a blue-collar boom.
He asked Congress to draft a bill to help with the high cost of prescription medication.
I'm calling for bipartisan legislation that achieves the goal of dramatically lowering prescription drug costs. prices. Get a bill on my desk and I will sign it into law immediately.
The president also had his wife Melania give broadcaster Rush Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That comes after Limbaugh announced he has cancer. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave the Democratic response to the State of the Union. After the president finished, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi ripped up her copy of his speech. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where there are two different locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, and the other one is right here in Clearwater, Florida, part of Tampa Bay. Remember, find them online, NAA.edu, and AA.edu. And for more, here's this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college. They're coming out of high school. They've gone to a technical school or a trade school of some sort to learn a trade that in most cases they don't understand is not going to pay them exactly what they think it's going to, because while they're told it might be paying $15 an hour, they're going to start out as either an apprentice or they're going to start out as what we call an 80 percenter, especially if it's in a union trade shop. Because that's what they do, and it won't quite pay the money they expect to get. So how would you like the opportunity, 40 hours a week, to make about $60,000 a year? How would you like that opportunity? Well, it can happen if you go to the National Aviation Academy and take their course to become a certified aviation maintenance tech.
Now, it's a 14-month course, but at the end of the 14 months, you'll be in Lake Flynn. And by the way, that's just the 40-hour week number I told you. You can make as much money as you want because the work is there in most cases. And if you go overseas, if you work with a company that's overseas, if you're fortunate enough to do that, you'll wind up with a six-figure salary right off the bat. So, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their two locations. Ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did, because you'll know what they're all about to begin with. So that's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, and ask to take the tour. Now, coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the Two Guys Gun Show, also the knife show. They've got guns and knives there, collection of both. They will be over at the Mid-Reg Hall. That's M-I-N-N-R-E-G, Mid-Reg Hall, at 6340 126th Avenue in Largo. Now, that's just to the west of U.S. 19, right there on 126th. It's off the frontage road. Now, they're open from 9 to 5. Each day, Saturday and Sunday. I will be there Saturday from 9 to 3. So stop by if you'd like, and we'll have some free radio station stuff to give you. And shake your hand, say howdy howdy to you. Love to meet you. And by the way, they also have a concealed carry class that will be going on there too. So you want to sign up for that. But if you're going to do that, you need to get a hold of them first. So go to the Facebook page they have for them, Two Guys Gun Shows. Go to the event page, and it'll tell you how to get a hold of them, how to reach them. All right, there you go. Now, not to be outdone, the Army is in the midst of things right now. The command sergeant majors are going to be screened and tested in ways that mirror what they do with a battalion commander, the same type of assessment program. Now, it'll be a year or two before the potential changes are made, but it's going to be a lot tougher for command sergeant majors to be moved around into higher and more responsible positions. By the way, somebody really wanted to join the Army, and his name was Christian Montego. Now, he lost 160 pounds in order to join the Army, 28 years old, and he made his dream joining the Army, but he had to lose the weight to do it. So kudos to him for doing that. Kudos to him for doing that. Now, the Arkansas Supreme Court yesterday rejected an appeal of a man who fatally shot a U.S. Army soldier and wounded another one outside a recruiting station in Little Rock, Arkansas. Remember when that incident happened a few years ago? Well, they rejected the appeal. And the Navy now is getting busy at the Naval Academy because midshipmen will be hit with two big changes on this week's physical readiness test. And the Naval Academy is adopting new exercises, which leaders say will better measure the future officers' fitness tests. Okay, we'll see how that works out. And the USS Gerald R. Ford, hit with all types of cost overruns, the U.S. Navy's $13 billion supercarrier, that's over budget and behind schedule.
may not be ready to defend itself in combat, according to the latest assessment from the Pentagon's Testing and Evaluation Office. Remember, they were putting lasers on there, but I'm not sure that they've even done that yet. Oh, well. And the Secretary of the Navy's plans to get some 355 ships out on the water by 2030 is going to have to rely on new classes of ships that don't exist yet, including new kinds of amphibious and storage ships, as well as lightly manned ships, according to the acting Navy Secretary. And we'll see how that all plays out here in the days and weeks to come, because they will definitely be taking a look at all that. Now, the Air Force at Lackland, Travis Air Base is going to house some of the coronavirus evacuees. Now, the Pentagon is opening four additional bases, including two Air Force bases, Travis and Lakeland, or Lackland, rather. Department of Health and Human Services says a possible quarantine of additional personnel will be done there for the coronavirus outbreak as it continues. And not to be outdone, the Marine Corps' first squadron of F-35C Joint Strike Fighters will reach an initial operating capability sometime next month ahead of future carrier deployments. The F-35Cs will be housed at Miramar, at least for a while. And the Super Bowl Sunday was a busy one for the U.S. Coast Guard and local fire departments, which reached five individuals in two separate incidents. Now, one was in Oahu and the other one was in Maui. Interesting, huh? So they were busy on those days. And a National Guard camp near Ashland, Nebraska could be used as a temporary quarantine site for Americans returning from China while they're under the observation for signs of the coronavirus. This according to a Coast Guard official who said that. We'll see how all that plays out, too. And flags on the Navajo Nation will be lowered this coming Monday to honor a revered Navajo code talker who died in New Mexico last week. So, people remember these sort of things. Alrighty, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be our guest right after these messages coming your way. Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, my conversations with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our very good friends at Only Eyes Optical, located down in Sarasota in the Gulfgate section of Sarasota at 6541 Superior Avenue. Now, if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to getting your eyes checked, give them a call at 941-444-7984 and schedule an appointment for the optometrists who will give you an eye exam. And then from there, Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will take care of all your eyeglass needs, and she will meet or beat any advertised price. If you got one of those big box stores ads with you, bring it along with you, because she'll meet or beat the price. And the great thing about it is that Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you'll all get a discount on their eyeglasses there. Now, stop by, say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulfgate section of Sarasota. Their phone number, again, 941-444-7984. That's 941-444-7984. And make sure you tell her the captain sent you, Only Eyes Optical. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, did you see the State of the Union speech?
Yeah, I was up way too late last night. Not enough sleep, that's for sure.
Well, it went a while, that's for sure. But the thing of it is what did you gather out of that right away? What kind of just tickled your fancy?
I thought it was all about just, you know, how great the country is. It was an uplifting, motivational speech, something that we can look to and say that we are proud of our country. I didn't find it overtly political outside of a couple points and distinctions that the president made. There was really a lot to like and a lot to applaud there, which is kind of fascinating because you got a bunch of people sitting down in that chamber that refused to clap for things that were just absolutely fantastic about America.
Sure.
And it's just fascinating to me, all of these great things that are going on in regards to unemployment and work minorities. How can you not be excited about that? It's doing well. And these people, you know, just sat there. They made fools out of themselves. Last time I checked, I thought you were all Americans. If it's so bad here, just go away.
Yeah, let's listen to about a minute or so of the president. Let's just see what he's saying here, because I don't have this chopped up, but I do have his audio. So here's some of this.
And I was pleased to announce last year that for the first time in 51 years, the cost of prescription drugs actually went down. And working together, Congress can reduce drug prices substantially from current levels. I've been speaking to Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and others in Congress in order to get something on drug pricing done and done quickly and properly. I'm calling for bipartisan legislation that achieves the goal of dramatically lowering prescription drug prices. Get a bill on my desk and I will sign it into law immediately.
All right. Well, that's something that's very interesting because, of course, they've been dragging their feet on all that, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot that could be done with prescription drugs. I talked about that here on the program. I think one of the things it has to do with trade and the fact that we pay for the all the research and development for the entire globe, which is just, you know, quite frankly, it's not fair. So, yeah, it would be great if we could get something done on that. We shall see. But, you know, those are just some things that he said. He just did a lot of things that he wanted to do, but also other things that he pointed out. For the life of me, I don't understand how you cannot be thrilled with it.
Yeah, well, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, everybody, the watchdog on Wall Street. We talk to him every morning at this time. Well, the State of the Union speech comes around once a year. I personally believe that this speech that he gave right now, I think this is the best one he's given of all the speeches he's given anywhere, anytime, anyplace.
That State of the Union, was one of the, you know, the best I've ever seen. It really was. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. Nothing but great things about the country. One of the best I've ever seen. I was, you know, he was able to. The other thing too, without being political, he ended up differentiating, you know, what the right is for and what the left is for. So it was great.
Now, the coronavirus has gotten, since yesterday, since you and I talked, we've added about 5,000 more cases and about another 100 or so deaths, really getting serious and substantial. I don't know what they're going to do to counter this, do you?
Well, there's nothing that they can do except try to quarantine and stop the spread. That's all you can do until you have a vaccine in place. That's the best thing that you can do over there. The reality is they didn't jump on it quick enough when it first started in early December. They kind of oppressed the information to some degree, and this is what happened. I don't trust the numbers. I'm asked about this all the time. I can read the news. I can go to various different publications. I can see what the mortality rate is, but I just don't trust the information that I've been receiving when it comes to this. So that tells me there's still a lot of uncertainty out there.
Well, here's one for you. Even amidst the China virus, the coronavirus scare, the NASDAQ hit a record high on Tuesday again, and the Standard & Poor's 500 looks like it's headed for record heights too.
Well, the numbers, you know, the markets, you know, went through the roof yesterday. What I'm saying is that, you know, if you're going to expect more volatility with this, I don't think that, you know, because of the action of yesterday and Monday, I don't think the all clear is sounded. And, you know, I could be, but it might not. And this is what happens when you're uncertain.
I don't know that it is either, but I'm looking at the futures, and the Dow futures are way up. The NASDAQ futures are up considerably. The Standard & Poor's futures are up considerably today. It looks like it's going to be another one of those days.
No, I you know, I also think this kind of price into this, too, is the fact that you take a look, and you want to say yes, you take a look at the president's approval numbers. And I think the better that the president does, and they, you know, they've seen how well he's done the first 3 years, I think that's been helpful as well.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the Wall Street Journal is reporting the New York Stock Exchange owner has offered to buy eBay, valuing that site at about $30 billion. Intercontinental Exchange is the owner of the New York State or the New York Stock Exchange. What do you think is going to happen there?
I don't know. I mean, I saw that deal yesterday. I got to look into it to further degree, and I'm trying to figure out if they're buying it, they're going to use it for something else as well. Because, you know, eBay is, well, it's basically the nation's classified ads. Basically, eBay did its part. We talk about the internet destroying newspapers. Don't forget, eBay did its part with that, too. A large source of revenue for newspapers used to be what? Classified ads.
Yeah.
People would sell stuff, and that went away after eBay came apart. eBay's numbers, Amazon has come on, haven't been the same. I'm curious to see what they're planning on doing with it.
Now, Macy's, which was one of the department stores in the country, announced yesterday they're going to close 125 stores and cut more than 2,000 jobs.
Well, I kind of saw this coming. You know, retailing, it's something that changes. And sometimes if you get behind the eight ball, it becomes very difficult for you to come back. They're going to be looking to develop some of their spaces. Their famous store in New York City, they're actually looking to build an office tower on top of that store there on Herald Square near Penn Station, Madison Square Garden, and try to make some extra money there. They weren't able to keep up with some of the other stores who've also been hurt to some degree from internet retailing. That entire space needed to be downsized, and Macy's is doing what it needs to do.
All righty. Well, folks, we've been talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com, and you can go there to find out about all kinds of stuff that you do, right?
Absolutely. All sorts of free stuff at the site.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks very much.
Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. All right, well, when we come back, after the top of the hour news break, Colonel Jim Warshak, U.S. Air Force retired, as well as chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, will be with us. And got a lot of stuff to talk to him about. He'll tell us. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.